Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Another true sign that summer is slowly ending is the Big Ten football media days. They started yesterday in Chicago. Indiana's first-year head football coach Tom Allen addressed the media and gave some insight on what is going to drive him and his program forward here in 2017 and for years to come.
That brings me to the point in our program where we've been challenged as players and as coaches to break through. As we know, many times we've been close. The last time we played in the Foster Farms Bowl against a very talented Utah team, final minutes of the game, opportunity to finish with the win, and did not. And I've challenged our team with this concept. When I met with our players after I took over, I wrote these three numbers on the board. Did this with our staff as well. 50, 26, 10. And asked them if they knew what those numbers represented, and they didn't. So I proceeded to tell them, it's been 50 years since we won the Big Ten. It's been 26 years since we won a bowl game. It's been 10 years since we had a winning season at Indiana. We're going to accomplish all three of those, I told our team. If you don't believe that, you need to leave. Said the same thing to our staff. I love them. I appreciate them. But I want a coaching staff. I want a football team that believes.
That belief started last year on defense, as Indiana, one of the worst defenses in college football, made a huge leap. And now it's time to take that from the defensive side of the ball to Indiana football as a whole. Reds return to the radio tonight. They're in the Bronx to take on the New York Yankees in interleague play. Marty Brenneman's pregame starts at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our look at Big Ten Media Days yesterday in Chicago, as first-year head coach Tom Allen addressed the media and gave his thoughts on what he thinks makes a successful program, even though it's his first time as head coach. He saw some of the evidence last year on the defensive side of the ball.
In my first meeting with our defense over a year ago, I wrote the letters L-E-O on the board. Asked them once again, they knew what that meant. They didn't. Stands for love each other. Didn't talk about football, didn't talk about scheme. It was about changing the mindset and the culture of that side of the football. To me, it was about getting our focus off ourselves, building trust, developing a culture that says it's not about me, it's about we. I don't truly care who gets the credit. I care that this team is successful. That's the attitude that I wanted. That's what I want on our team. I love the way the young men that I've brought with me today have embraced that. T. Gray Scales has become the leader of our football team. Rashard Fant, unquestioned leader with our defense, leading a veteran group of 9 returning starters. 2 young men that have bought in from day one to trying to change the culture of our program on that side of the football. We had great improvement last year defensively. From 2015 to 2016, we're not satisfied with that. We want to be a top 25 defense. That's our goal. Also brought Richard Lego with me today, a young man that I highly respect. He's the leader of our offense.
The Indiana Hoosiers will open the 2017 season with the Ohio State Buckeyes, the most important home opener in recent memory, August 31st, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.